Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Tonight, the new signs of hope as America reopens. Vaccinations for baseball fans, a milestone for a major league team.
Just glad to be back out and kind of back to normal.
Its stadium now packed, plus a new record for air travel as in-person graduation celebrations bounce back. And what some doctors say is the one thing their COVID patients all have in common. Breaking news, shootings in Times Square and in a mall near Miami, Florida. People ducking for cover, running and hiding. A toddler shot. Horror in Afghanistan after an explosion outside a school for girls. Dozens are dead, many more injured. Our Richard Engel is there speaking with students who survived. Pipeline cyber attack, a major source of our nation's fuel, shut down by hackers demanding ransom. How it could impact the cost of gas. A massive rocket out of control. Debris expected to crash into Earth this weekend. What the U.S. says about shooting it down as the world wonders where and when it will fall. Plus the first of its kind test flight where everyone is vaccinated against COVID and the summer travel rush. Sky high prices. Rental cars going for hundreds a day. How to get creative with your vacation plan.
This is NBC Nightly News with Jose Diaz-Balart.
Good evening. There are more encouraging signs tonight that America is on the rebound from the pandemic. Our nation's pastime, baseball, now seeing some of its biggest crowds in more than a year. And the milestones so many families missed last year, graduations are up, and they're starting back up. This year, many are in person. But with all that good news, there are growing concerns about the big slowdown in vaccinations and the toll that could take as we head into summer. We begin with Blaine Alexander.
Tonight in Atlanta, it's back to the ball game. At Truist Park, home of the Braves, it comes with an added perk, a vaccine offered to every ticket holder and future tickets for anyone who takes advantage as the stadium returns to full capacity for the first time in more than a year.
Excited to hear like the noise.
With the prevalence and the easy accessibility of the vaccine, we were comfortable now 100% back with our same health protocols.
Now, with more states starting to loosen restrictions, the crowds are slowly coming back.
Oh!
From dancing to dining.
It's a whole new world.
Congratulations.
To long-delayed graduations. Students crossing the stage with COVID precautions in place. And across the country, air travel is once again taking off. On Friday, the TSA screened more than 1.7 million passengers, the highest number since the start of the pandemic. More than 112 million Americans are fully vaccinated, roughly a third of the population. But across the board, the pace of vaccinations is slowing, down nearly 42% over the past month. It's why many health officials are eager to send the message the shots are working. At this hospital in Rockford, Illinois, where doctors saw a recent jump in COVID hospitalizations, they noticed the patients shared one crucial factor.
We have had not one case of where a person required hospitalization for COVID-19 who's been fully vaccinated.
But scenes like these are a reminder of the pandemic's still staggering toll and why experts say not to let our guard down just yet.
We have not had the case numbers drop to a level where we can securely say it's okay to go back to the pre-pandemic time.
And Blaine joins us now live from Truist Park in Atlanta, where they're expecting another sold-out game tonight. So experts say still be careful. What should people be doing?
Well, Jose, they say that if you are in a space where you don't know the vaccination status of those around you, that you should still wear a mask to protect other people. Experts say that you can still carry and transmit the virus asymptomatically, even if you are vaccinated. Jose.
Lane Alexander in Atlanta, thank you. You can make a plan for when and where to get vaccinated. Visit planyourvaccine.com for more. With more people going out, there were terrifying moments today in New York City's Times Square. Streets were shut down after a shootout that injured a toddler. Kathy Park is following that and another shooting in a mall in Florida that sent people running. Kathy, what's the latest?
Jose, as the country reopens and more people are out, we are following two separate shootings happening within just an hour of each other. One happened in Times Square where two people have been taken to the hospital. And according to our affiliate in New York, WNBC, one of the victims is a toddler. So far, police have not released any more details on the shooter. The other incident happened outside of Miami, Florida. Shots were fired inside the Aventura Mall. Police say four people were taken to the hospital and several have been detained and are being questioned at this hour. Authorities say there was some sort of confrontation inside the mall between a group of people. They say a suspect is still at large, but is not on mall property. Jose?
Kathy Park, thank you so very much. And now to news overseas and a deadly bombing targeting a girls' school in Afghanistan. Richard Engel is there with late details. A warning, some of the video is disturbing.
This is the price girls had to pay just for going to school in Kabul today. Islamic militants in Afghanistan oppose education for girls. And now that American troops are leaving this country, the extremists are trying to stop it by killing girls who dare to learn. We headed for the blast site as darkness fell. Soldiers agreed to let us pass, but warned us not to stay long because it isn't secure. The Taliban and ISIS are trying to fill the void as Americans pull out. Neither claimed responsibility for the attack. When we arrived, candles for the victims had just been lit.
He's telling me the bomb exploded right here, and there's a little crater in the ground. And then the bomb itself was thrown up against the school gate. And this whole row was full of young girls. They had just come out of school. They were walking down this road on their way home when this blast happened.
Police told us more than 50 girls were killed and three times as many injured.
They've collected all of the belongings they could find, the notebooks, some clothing, bloodstained clothing, shoes, with the hope that family members can come by and see some of these things and know if their daughters were among the victims. It's even worse. There's a bag over here that has body parts in it.
Down the road at a hospital, we found some of the victims. 60 here alone, 14-year-old Miriam. She tells me how painful her burns are. 17-year-old Malika with a broken leg and shrapnel above her eye. And Arifa, also 17 years old.
Why do you think this happened?
Because they don't want girls to study or be educated, she says. But Arifa isn't letting this stop her. She wants to become a doctor. I will continue my education, even if I'm afraid, she says. Many Afghans are afraid now that Americans are leaving behind a country slipping back into war, with militants who believe it's better to kill girls than let them learn. Richard Engel, NBC News, Kabul.
The U.S. State Department says it is extremely concerned over escalating violence in Jerusalem. Clashes broke out last night between Palestinian worshippers and Israeli security forces. Hundreds were injured. The tensions stem from the threatened eviction of dozens of Palestinians from their homes in East Jerusalem. Turning now to politics and a pivotal week ahead for the Republican Party as the GOP decides the way forward and who will help lead that effort. Kelly O'Donnell reports.
A clash of identity.
Our way, America first, will rule the day.
And direction.
Tell me, who is your president? That's my president, too.
Republicans on deeply divergent paths about their party's route to reclaiming power. A tumultuous week ahead for House Conference Chair Liz Cheney.
We're the party of competence and of conservative principles.
Cheney unwavering that Trump's lies about the election cannot be tolerated. But the price to be paid is likely hers, as fellow House Republicans are set to expel Cheney by secret ballot from her leadership post, likely replaced by New York Republican Elise Stefanik, who has a less conservative voting record, but a vocal allegiance to Donald Trump.
What a great future you have. What a great future. Thank you.
We have to work with President Trump to win back the majority, and we're going to.
Working with President Biden is another matter. Leader McConnell is blunt.
100% of our focus is on stopping this new administration.
But twice this coming week, President Biden will invite groups of Republicans here to negotiate over infrastructure as the GOP struggles with its own foundation.
Kelly, how is the White House reacting to McConnell's pledge to stop the Biden agenda?
Jose, President Biden brushed that off, saying that McConnell made the same claims during the Obama years, and he was still able to work with him to get some deals done. White House officials tell me the president wants a clean slate and is willing to ignore some comments made for political reasons. Jose?
Kelly O'Donnell at the White House, thank you. Tonight, we are learning more about a cyber attack forcing the shutdown of one of the main pipelines supplying gas and diesel fuel to the East Coast. Courtney Kuby has the latest on the investigation. Courtney.
That's right, Jose. Colonial Pipeline Company supplies nearly half of all fuel consumed on the East Coast, bringing more than 100 million gallons from the Gulf every day. On Friday, they were hit by a ransomware attack, which locks users out of their systems, demanding payment to restore access. It's still not clear whether another nation or some criminal element was behind the attack. The company saying they temporarily suspended their operations in order to contain the threat. The White House now saying they are working with the company to assess the threat and restore operations. If the shutdown continues for several days, though, it could raise fears of soaring gas prices ahead of a busy summer driving season. Jose?
Courtney Kuby, thank you very much. A massive out-of-control rocket is set to re-enter Earth's atmosphere. Could happen in just a couple of hours, and no one knows exactly where or when it will crash. Sarah Harmon has the latest.
It started with the launch of a massive Chinese rocket. Tonight, that nine-story tall, 20-ton rocket body is on its way back down, and the world is bracing for impact.
How worried should people be about this?
I compare this to the lottery. The odds that you will win the lottery tonight are really, really small, but the odds that nobody wins the lottery tonight is not a good bet.
The debris is likely to fall on water, experts say, simply because it covers 70% of the Earth. This video, taken in Japan overnight, purportedly shows the debris shooting across the sky.
How confident are we that we know where this is going to land?
We're confident we know where it's not going to land. We don't know exactly where it will land.
U.S. officials are monitoring the situation closely.
We don't have a plan to shoot it down.
Most of the rocket is expected to burn up in the atmosphere, and China is downplaying the risk. With re-entry just hours away, tonight, it's all eyes on the sky. The latest models put the window for re-entry between 7 p.m. and 5 a.m. Eastern, but it's too soon to say where it might land. Jose?
Sarah Harmon in London, thank you.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
As the world considers new ways to travel during COVID, we're taking you on a first-of-its-kind test flight where all the passengers were fully vaccinated. Our Kerry Sanders was on board for an exclusive look.
It is a beautiful day.
Reunions, 15 months in the making.
She's so happy.
Families separated by COVID, no more. For the first time, grandparents meeting their legacies.
He's my middle name is my name.
But wait, let's stop and rewind how a trip here to New Jersey from Florida unfolded and whether this could be a blueprint for travel in a world still with COVID.
We are going to begin boarding you.
This week, a trial run with anxious volunteers, Floridians cut off from extended family in New York as a test case. Their pandemic stories, at once familiar.
Oh my God, I got to see my grandson.
my daughter, my son-in-law.
It's been a long year plus.
Oh my God, it's been awful. It's been awful.
And heartbreaking.
We're going to visit our sister-in-law and our niece and nephews. Our brother passed away in February from COVID.
From COVID?
Yes. This year. And we weren't able to go to the funeral. We weren't able to see our family.
Because of their ages...
I'm a bubby.
And so this is the bubby flight?
This is the bubby flight.
All wanted a flight with confidence they would not be exposed to COVID. Clear, best known as a way to speed through security at airports, among 14 companies offering or developing what are routinely called health passports. For those who opt into the free app, Clear shows your photo and flashes green, then a QR code, which shows when you were vaccinated and when you passed your most recent COVID test. So I'm double vaxxed. If I want that to be on there, you draw the information or I give you the permission to draw the information.
Everything we do is opt-in. Trust and privacy are job one. You give us the permission to draw that information.
And you're not getting it directly from me with my card. You're getting it from?
We are getting it directly from the source.
Which Clear says means fake vaccine cards like fraudulent driver's licenses are exposed. On board the test flight,
United 2530 reuniting families due to COVID over to departure.
Everyone vaxxed with a recent negative COVID test. Would you go on a flight if people hadn't tested negative?
No. I wouldn't feel comfortable at all.
A rehearsal of evolving technology that may also come to cruise ships, large sporting events, even workplaces. The payoff, not only peace of mind, but re-established connections. The one thing we've all missed and are still longing for.
I know so many people aren't able to have these reunions, and it's just emotional. There's nothing like family.
Kerry Sanders, NBC News at the Meadowlands in New Jersey.
We're back with a sad announcement from the Obamas. Their beloved dog, Bo, has died. It's been with them since after the first family moved into the White House. Today, Michelle Obama said Bo died after a battle with cancer and remembered him as a loyal companion. Now to a new look at just how close sharks are coming to swimmers in Southern California. Take a look at these drone videos from off the coast. You see the great whites not far from the shore and not far from people in the water. The photographer is sharing the images with scientists to help them better understand shark behavior. If a beachfront getaway is on your summer wish list, you may be out of luck. Bookings and prices are already skyrocketing. Here's Stephanie Rule with tips for saving on your summer vacation.
As the temperatures heat up, so is summer travel. Americans are itching to get away after being cooped up for a year. 72% say they're planning summer trips, up 37% just a year ago.
It's the beach markets that are by far the hottest.
Here on the Jersey Shore and in beach towns like Hilton Head and Cape Cod, 90% of rental homes are already booked for the month of July. But it's not only the East Coast seeing a summer boom. Denise Cody is finally rebooking her trip to Hawaii after a year's delay. And she's paying a hefty price for flights.
We investigated and waited a little bit for the flights to come down. They did not go down.
And rental cars.
The rental car situation was a bit shocking.
Some rental cars in Hawaii are averaging over $700 a day. With coastlines booked, some people are turning inland and looking for more rural retreats.
We will be booked for most of the summer.
Jackie Stratton is a new Airbnb host in Maine, looking to cash in, turning her chicken barn into an apartment with a sauna.
There's no Wi-Fi. There's barely electricity. It's a very introspective place that I think people feel very comfortable.
Most bookings for Jackie's chicken barn happen a week or two before the guests arrive. So your rural vacation awaits.
You're getting a very unique space. A place with like a soul and spunk.
So what are some of the tips if you haven't booked that summer getaway yet?
Book it sooner rather than later. There are still deals to be had, but I would say that time is of the essence.
The countdown to your summer getaway has begun. Stephanie Rule, NBC News.
That's NBC Nightly News for this Saturday. I'm Jose Diaz-Balart. Thank you for the privilege of your time and good night.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where OneTravel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.